Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th of January, Thursday morning, about going on 6 o'clock. And probably one of the most controversial and provocative chapters in the Bible is the 9th chapter of Romans. And I've talked about it many times over the years. The 9th chapter of Romans made a big difference in my life. It showed me a God that is not proclaimed by most Christians. So the 9th chapter of Romans is a very, very controversial chapter. It's been misconstrued, it's been mistranslated, it's been taken out of context. But we're going to look at it a little bit this morning. I'm going to try to keep this very brief, under 10 minutes if I can. We're told in the 9th chapter of Romans, as it relates to Pharaoh, in Romans 9:17, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. So, the Apostle Paul is stating here that Pharaoh was raised up for the very purpose that God would show his power in Pharaoh, and the end result would be that God's name would be declared throughout all the earth. That's a very, very remarkable statement. What is it showing us? It's showing us that God is sovereign over Pharaoh, God is sovereign over evil, God is sovereign over the earth, and his objective is that his name, Jesus Christ's name, would be declared throughout all the earth. Now, we also know that God uses not only wicked devices to show his power, but he also uses good as well. He causes all events to proclaim his glory, including creation, all of his created beings, every aspect of our lives are a representation of the power of glory in the earth. But here specifically, he's using the example of Pharaoh, who was a wicked, wicked king, who had made slaves of God's people for years, and God delivered them out of Egypt. And he parted the Red Sea, and then he allowed Pharaoh and all of his chariots to go in the midst of the Red Sea and folded the waters over on top of them and on top of their chariots. He showed his power in a mighty way, did he not? What a representation of the power of God, and we're talking about it yet today in 2021. You might ask, well, what does that have to do with today? Well, it has everything to do with today. God is the one that raises up kings and brings them down. And the reason we're told that he raises them up is to show his power and that his name might be declared throughout all the earth. He raised Trump up. It appears as though he has brought Trump down. I don't know. I guess the 20th of January will tell, but it appears that he's brought him down. He's impeached him, allowed him to be impeached in the House of Representatives twice. It appears he's raising up Biden, who could be likened unto Pharaoh. And God will use raising up Biden. He used raising up Pharaoh. He used raising up Nixon for a while. and Truman and Roosevelt and all the other presidents down through history, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, Howard Taft, LBJ, the Bushes, Billy Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama. He uses all these people to show his power in the earth. So don't be taken back when you see these things happen. Just realize, go and study the ninth chapter of Romans. You'll get your boat loaded. You know, God is the one that decides who he shows mercy to and whom he hardens. That scripture tells us. I'm not going to go scripture by scripture through Romans 9. He said that there were two twins in Rebekah's womb, and before they had done even any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. He said unto her, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. This is before they'd done any good or evil. The purpose of God according to election might stand. So the message this morning is God raises up the wicked to show himself powerful. And he is mighty. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He's the Prince of Peace. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. And in the New Testament, when he was born, it was said unto, his name shall be Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. So if you're all bent out of shape about Biden getting into the White House, realize God has all things in control. God's will cannot be thwarted. God uses both evil and good to accomplish his purposes. And I would encourage you to do a verse-by-verse study of the ninth chapter of Romans. And that will be a very, very comforting thing for you during this time of where it seems evil is on the rise. May God be with you this morning in a special way is my prayer. God bless.